This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Magnolia Collective describes their sound as psych folk twang rock. Now, you'll hear what that means in just a minute, but I'll tell you that it's a blend of Southern Gothic lyrics and psychedelic rock beats. The group is comprised of friends and musicians who have full-time day jobs, but they stepped back from their regular performing gigs in the past year to work on some new songs, and we'll hear some of them today. Magnolia Collective is Mimi McLaughlin on bass, Rich McLaughlin on the guitar, Daniel Snyder on vocals, and Chris Brzminski on the drums. Magnolia Collective, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's good. Mimi, tell us about how this little merry band got going.
We started about 8 years ago, and we started playing at the station in Carborough.
No, WCOM, community station there?
No, the bar. Part of Southern Rail.
The station. Not the radio station, but the station bar.
Correct.
Okay, there you go. Good.
Yeah, and we started playing Americana covers and featuring local bands who had an American twist to their music and really featured some great local bands at the time.
And you had a lot of people coming in and out, right? It was not just the four of you here.
Yeah, we were started as a seven-piece. We had a few other people that were playing with us, and some of them moved away. Some of them still play with us from time to time. We trimmed down to a four-piece. Our original drummer moved away to New Zealand, and Chris Brzminski was our former drummer from a prior band called the Neurotics, and when he moved back to town, we were fortunate that he was able to re-enlist with us.
Well, I gave you Pete Best. That was the first guy you had, right? And then he dropped out. A whole story about that. We'll get to that after the song. Would you do a song for us now?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. last time I looked at you, I couldn't even part of you. You broke my heart. But when the rivers fly apart, will you find my heart alone? Lying under the sun, cold and alone. I don't think so.
The song is Mizzou and Magnolia Collective. My guest this hour, Magnolia Collective, plays tonight at Cat's Cradle Backroom in Carborough. So on that song, Rich, who is the girl from Ontario?
Just one of the many people I encountered while I was in the dating business before meeting Mimi.
Mimi, who is the girl from Mizzou? I won't ask. I don't want to get into that. But you do have, you got three kids, right? And you got a band. What part do they play in the music, and sort of how do you arrange your lives around that?
Well, that's been really, really awesome, actually. Our kids are all pretty musical. My stepson, Mimi's son, Jack, is a drummer, and now he plays guitar, and he's also big into doing beats. Grace and Mar are very musical, and growing up with a band and kids was challenging, but it was worked out great, and they're doing awesome.
Mimi, you're going to encourage him to stay in the music business?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good deal.
Keep being creative.
Well, can I ask you to play another song for us? Magnolia Collective. The Magnolia Collective is Mimi and Rich McLaughlin, Daniel Snyder, and Chris Brzezminski. That is Julianne from their latest album, An Old Darkness Falls. Magnolia Collective plays tonight at Cat's Cradle Backroom in Carrboro. Daniel, you and Rich do a majority of the songwriting. Tell us a little bit about your writing process.
Oh, wow. You know, songwriting can happen a lot of different ways. Sometimes it'll start with a guitar riff, and other times it'll start with a vocal melody. And it's amazing. Technology can really help with songwriting these days. You know, Rich might record a guitar line and send it to me, and I will put together, you know, some lyrics, a nice melody, and try to make something out of it. And sometimes you Frankenstein a piece together, other times it just comes out in one giant kind of polished thing. So
you got like Hookmaker Pro that you've also got on your...
I wish.
You wish. No, that's not quite there yet, but I understand how trading some of these back and forth, the files back and forth. What about for you, the lyrics? Do you have to have some fragment of the melody first, or do you sometimes write lyrics and hope for something emerge?
You know, it happens both ways. Yeah. Sometimes I'll have a great melody and the initial version of lyrics are just nothing too exciting. Yeah. And then you go back and you try to flesh them out and create a scene and create a world and create real characters and narrators.
So you start with the story. Is it a story first for you?
It can be. Yeah. It can be. It can be an idea of maybe a mystery, and you want to write a song and tell a mystery. But I feel that songs themselves are kind of mysteries, and it's always up to the listener to get out of that mystery what they put into it.
Hey, Rich, you have described your fans and listeners as bootgazers. What does that mean? Is that a good thing?
Well, that's not something I actually came up with. That was Jason Butler, who we used to play with us, I think, came up with that. It was sort of a playoff of the genre shoegazer to acknowledge that we're kind of bootsy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, shoegazer kind of comes from the UK. It's this big psychedelic wall of sound, British pop music, and the kids would kind of stare at their shoes while they would listen to this psychedelia. And so he was like, man, when we play, people look down at their boots. We're bootgazer, which we all thought was pretty funny.
Did you? So who were your influences? Were you listening to psychedelic stuff? Because this has got a real, it certainly is an Americana sound.
I listened to a lot of psychedelic stuff, 70s music, Zeppelin, Hendrix, but then also a lot of Richard Thompson was a big, Tom Waits was a big influence. I mean, the Byrds influenced us all, I think.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to leave us time to play us out. And in fact, we're going to take a clip, a song from your album, so we can hear kind of the full produced version of that song. But first, I want to thank you for being on the program. Magnolia Collective, Daniel Snyder on vocals, Mimi McLaughlin on the bass, Rich McLaughlin on the guitar, and Chris Brzezminski on the drums. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Magnolia Collective plays tonight at 8 o'clock, Cat's Cradle Backroom in Carrboro. And, of course, we've got all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Ormond, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn, and Jernai Anwar. Robin Copley's our technical director. Al Wodarski helped us out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Well, I messed up my name, too, so I think that's only fair, don't you think? Here's the Magnolia Collective song, Coldest Winter, from their latest album, An Old Darkness Falls.
It was the coldest winter in 100 years. The night you showed up at the house, my dear, wearing a woolen coat, tattered at the sleeves. You looked me in the eyes and said, do me this one favor, please. Pulled out a wooden box and said, bury this for me. And I go, oh, oh, oh. And I go, oh, oh. I stared at your sweet pale face. Then what's in the box? I said, you shut up shyly as a newborn as you turn from me. And you said no matter what happens next, whether it be rapture or a shipwreck, promise you'll never open what I give to thee. And I go, from the lake. I stood and stared at that box all day before setting out with a shovel into the grave. Now it's been 20 years since, and I still remember our